AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. China's military today dispatched air, navy, and rocket troops for joint military drills around Taiwan. Beijing called the drills a stern warning against separatist and external interference forces. Taiwan said it was placing its forces on alert and called the Chinese government the biggest destroyer of peace. Taiwan's aviation authority said the drills caused flight cancellations and diversions, affecting more than 100,000 international air travelers. The U.S. is offering Ukraine security guarantees for a period of 15 years as part of a proposed peace plan. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also told reporters President Trump discussed all 20 points of the peace plan with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Zelensky cautioned that this is not the first time Putin has said one thing and done another. For us, it is important that words match actions. Trump hosted Zelensky at his Florida resort yesterday and insisted that Ukraine and Russia are closer than ever before to a peace settlement.
And our meeting was excellent. We covered, somebody would say 95%. I don't know what percent, but we have made a lot of progress on ending that war, which is really certainly the most deadly war since World War II, probably the biggest war since World War II.
Federal authorities are investigating the mid-air crash of two helicopters over southern New Jersey. One person was killed and one critically wounded. A powerful winter storm is threatening to bring blizzard conditions to the upper Midwest. Areas along the northern Great Lakes could get more than a foot of snow. Whiteout conditions could make travel impossible in some areas. Brigitte Bardot died yesterday at the age of 91. Bardot was the French 1960s sex symbol who became one of the greatest screen sirens of the 20th century. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Turkey is facing Islamic State attacks.
Turkey's interior minister says Islamic State militants have clashed with police in northwest Turkey, leaving three police officers and six militants dead, while at least eight other police officers and a night guard were wounded. The minister explained the operation in Yalova province was one of many simultaneous raids carried out against IS suspects in 15 provinces across the country. Last week, the police launched many other raids, detaining militants who were allegedly planning attacks targeting Christmas and New Year celebrations. The group has carried out a series of deadly attacks in Turkey in recent years, including a shooting at an Istanbul nightclub during New Year celebrations on January 1, 2017, killing 39 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.